maintained properly.
Well, I know one thing. I'm not going to end up there. He has me maintained at Perfection Auto Works.
At Perfection Auto Works, we're all about the life of your car. Love it. Maintain it. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
This is Eb Wilkinson of Wilkinson Wealth Management, where we manage money for gun owners. Some advisors say they do everything. Take that with a grain of salt. In fact, take it with a whole salt mine. We specialize in guiding you to retire comfortably and remain comfortably retired. We refer you to other services so that we have no conflicts of interest. Reach us at 777-1911. That's 777-1911 or WilkinsonWealthMGMT.com.
Hello, insiders, and a very pleasant good afternoon to wherever you may be. We're back. Woo-hoo. This is Bruce Ash and
Eb Wilkinson
coming to you live, broadcasting from the headquarters of the Bustos Media Juggernaut in the KVOI Perfection Auto Works studio, welcoming you to a sizzling hot edition of Inside Track. Technically, the summer is over and election is in full swing, but it's hotter than zing balls out there. I'm ready for
hotter
sweaters.
Than what?
Zing balls.
I'm going to look that up.
You won't find it anywhere. Goodbye to Studio Coronado until next May. I'm back from a wonderful second honeymoon with Jane in England and Scotland the last 2 weeks. Eb and I are together again in full election mode.
Finally.
All the way through November 5th. Eb, tell us about today's show.
We've got another great show for you today. In just a few minutes, GOP nominee for LD-17 State Senate, Vince Leach, joins us to talk about the high stakes for the future of Arizona in the 2024 election. Control of the future runs through LD-17. After Vince, nominee for Pima County Supervisor John Backer in District 2 takes time to chat with us about his contest with one of the least popular elected officials in this part for years. We're going to start the second hour with a news rundown, and we've got a lot of news to talk about.
Yes, we do.
Completing Inside Track today around 2:30, acting Pima County Treasurer and 2024 GOP nominee for Pima Treasurer, Chris Ackerley, brings us up to date on the state of his election. We invite you to pull up a chair and enjoy all of our great guests today on the show while you drive around town or work at home.
Before we hear from our special guest today, let's do a quick shout out for our great Inside Track supporters, Eric Rudin at Essential Pest, Jamie and Craig at Tucson Iron and Metal Surplus, Mike Emery's Perfection Auto Works, and of course our great friend of the Second Amendment, Eb Wilkinson at Wilkinson Wealth Management. When you visit our sponsors, please let them know you heard about all of them on Inside Track. We support each of these locally owned businesses, so should you. Producer Tom will be taking your relevant comments and questions for our guests today. We invite you to call us and talk to our guests at 520-790-2040. Eb?
My screen just went blank. Hang on just a second. Go ahead, Bruce.
Okay, let's get to it. We're in the middle of the 2024 election, and there may be no more consequential election for the state, for the Arizona State Senate, than in Legislative District 17. Former state senator from the old LD-11, now LD-17. I didn't call you old, Vince, the old district. Now LD-17, GOP nominee for state Senate. Vince Leach joins us. Welcome back, Vince.
Great to be here.
Vince, you're running against a political ghost, a lefty who's been trying to keep his agenda invisible and has generally been mostly unwilling to talk about anything substantive, which would have given voters a clue as to his agenda. But this is what we do know about him through the people who support him. Abortion. He fully supports Prop 139, which allows abortions up to and including birth. Border issues. He's against Prop 314, which allows Arizona to take control of criminal intruders in our own state. He has no plans to stop drugs, cartels, and trafficking. The housing crisis, he'll make it worse. Says states should give down payment assistance, just as Kamala Harris talked about. ESAs, he doesn't like them. He doesn't like universal ESAs. Says it's a budget buster, but the Department of Education came in the 24 budget with a $4 million surplus. Eb, have you found where we're at?
I have. K-12 funding says schools are underfunded and wants Arizona and is supported by and in lockstep with the teachers union, Second Amendment. This rat bastard is in support.
Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello.
Supported by groups like Moms Demand Action, an anti-2A group. Let me tell you something.
I think you can say bastard on the show.
I was worried about rat, but, you know, here's the thing about that. This guy, when he takes office, is going to raise his hand to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
And disobey it. The second.
And disobey it. I mean, the only reason that we have the First Amendment is we have the Second Amendment. So this guy, you know, when I saw a car with a bumper sticker, Moms Demand Action, I thought, you know, it was like women that haven't had men in a long time. But
may be true also.
Yeah, so anyway. And as far as the police, he wants citizen oversight.
That's a sure plan for disaster.
Absolutely. Water and environment. This guy is supported by the Sierra Club, Jane Fonda, Climate Pack. He has said nothing publicly about inflation, cost of living, said nothing about the homeless, and said nothing about crime. So just use your imagination where he's going with that. And let's talk about the Sierra Club for a second here. Those other rat bastards are busy telling you how much money they're raising for the environment. They're not raising money for the environment.
No.
They're raising money for lobbying efforts. If you want to look at who's raising money for the environment, it's the hunters, it's the fishermen, it's the shooters. They did $3.3 billion last year in funding for conservation efforts. Anyway, so much for my soapbox.
Ebb's on fire tonight.
Yeah, Vince, this guy sounds like a lefty's wet dream candidate. How do you think
you can say that on radio too?
Yeah, thank God. How do you think his views compare with most LD17 voters?
Well, first of all,
take a breath, Vince. We've thrown a lot of stuff on the table.
I'm still recovering from the end part of that. You know, I mean, you guys are in not.
We're in attack mode today.
You are, and it's not like you've been a part of it. I mean, you're mid-season form. You're ready to go.
Yeah.
It's
not preseason anymore. We're in the regular season now.
It's interesting. What are we? We're 11 days out. 11 days out from early ballots dropping, and not much time. And actually, yeah, all the things that you read, there was one interview that he did with Clean Elections. And other than that, he's not in the public eye. He has not come up. The only thing in Facebook and Twitter, which is a huge outlet for political people, there's nothing there.
They scrubbed him.
If
he didn't exist before
in the closet.
No. So here's how he got the nomination, or how he was picked. The gentleman that ran against the last election. That lost by 2 points, the Democrat that lost by 2 points to the current senator, was pushed aside. He told me in an email he didn't check the boxes.
That's how the Democrats have been running it.
They found a lady that worked for an investment house. She was a chief administrator, chief of staff for, and she was all going. I mean, things were happening. She was putting out stuff. And all of a sudden, I have a friend that was on the on her mailing list and said, on the Saturday morning, we're done. No more contacts. She was gone. And then you might remember there was a period, Jim Netzel wrote an article about the length of time it took to find somebody. And they found this gentleman, and they wiped him clean. There is nothing. If you look at him, his history, he was a successful businessman here in Tucson. He loves to run. He loves dogs. He loves his wife, and he loves his dad. And that's it.
No children?
He doesn't talk about them. If there are, he doesn't talk about them. And so if you see him out, and anything that he puts out is with schools, you saw what he said about K-12 funding.
So he's in the pocket of those guys.
Yeah, and a little bit off the, but it's right on. I don't know if you saw this week, the NEA, AEA, dropped $4 million in the state of Arizona. And if you remember, not that many years ago, it's on Google if you want to research it, the attorney for AEA got up and said, listen, this is not about education. This is not about kids. He said it's all about money.
And control.
And you said it with Sierra Club. It's the same thing. And it's really, really unfortunate, particularly when you look at the proficiency rates of the schools in LD 17, with the exception of Tangaverde and Vail. They have pretty good. So, yeah, all of his positions are just diametrically opposed to most of the people, I guess, to your question, diametrically opposed to what citizens, a plus nine district, would be voting for, and want to see in a politician. They want to see somebody move forward. We talked about in the last term all the far out of the right and the left. He doesn't bring any common sense to the table, and I will tell you that I've been there. I've seen it. I've seen it in congressional people that first get elected. They are run by leadership. They are run by leadership. They may want to go out on the edge, but if you go out on the edge, you're out there all
they
by
never
yourself.
Do. Yeah, you're
all by yourself.
You're in the ocean all by yourself.
And leadership has the saw.
Let me read this here. Speaking about John, I looked up his bio. He says government should not interfere with anyone's personal health care decisions, which should remain between her and her doctor. That's all well and good until COVID came along.
Right. You and know, all of a sudden,
my body, my choice, just until it's not my body, my
right,
choice.
Right.
And by the way, John, men can't get pregnant.
Or menstruate. So leave the tampons outside the boys' room.
Yeah. You know, when you look at polling within the district, and this was older polling, came out of the primary, abortion on the chart is there, but it's way down.
It's surprisingly low considering the amount of,
exactly,
of attention,
exactly,
that Democrats are focused on.
But that's
on.
All the Dems have to run on,
right,
is abortion. They can't run on a border. They can't run on the fact that they're now,
or the economy or defense.
Kamala
or
was
security.
Down. Kamala, whatever, was down, and she's going to stop fentanyl. I don't know if she knows how to spell it or even say it. She's going to stop it. Well, she's got the magic wand now. 51% is estimated comes through the Arizona border. Most of that right up through Tucson, 51%. And you've all heard the numbers over the last year. Fentanyl's killed 400,000 people.
Right.
400,000 people in the United States. And you see these people all drooped over. They're on fentanyl. We're giving away drugs to people to combat fentanyl. You're carrying it around.
Yeah, once again, my view on the Narcan, their body, their choice.
Right.
Hey, LD-17 is an R+9 point district. There's loads of new people in the district who've come from elsewhere. How are you communicating with them about the serious issues that are at stake in this election?
Yeah, so we started that in the primary. The fact of life, campaigns run on money. And our finances were such that we couldn't go cable TV. It just wouldn't allow it. With all the ads that you're seeing, you're in competition. So we discovered YouTube, Hulu, and Google. And we went.
Lots of people are watching those.
And lots of people. And we picked. Those are the two over the top TV: Hulu and
YouTube.
And
so I've got YouTube TV. There's not a moment that I turn it on that it doesn't start with campaign ads from somebody.
Right.
It's a huge marketplace.
Well, we've got it zoned in. We're not advertising all over. It's zoned,
and that's a great thing about the internet, is that you're able to,
yes,
to compartmentalize in, yes, those areas that you need to focus in.
And the other beautiful thing, that whatever I spent was also put with my campaign gentleman who runs other ads on YouTube and Hulu. So this year we got to pick the stations rather than just being flopped out on stations.
Oh,
so,
interesting.
Yeah, it was very specialized.
Very, very targeted.
Fox News, ESPN, movies, got to have movies in. They don't have Hallmark as such, but they have movies. And then just to remind people that there is a better way, we're on CNN and MSNBC.
For all the heathens out there.
Does CNN give you a discount? Okay, let's talk about money for a moment. taxpayer money, Democrat governors who've Democrat-controlled legislators usually raise taxes. Arizona tax revenues have been growing at a robust rate under the Ducey tax cuts. What would a Democrat-created tax increase do to the economy and our state of being in an attractive home for new jobs being created here?
If we were to have tax increases, that will put us at the level of the other states that are being flown over. Right now, we're an attractive site for businesses to locate to. Our ACA, Arizona Commerce Commission, has done a wonderful job of recruiting businesses and pointing out the pluses of Arizona. Everybody thinks they're going to come no matter what because of the weather. That's just simply not the case.
Not if they watch the temperatures being reported this week.
Well, that's true. But they thought, well, they'll just come. And our education with ESAs and with our charter school system is pretty attractive. But you still have to be competitive. As soon as Arizona went to the 2.5% flat tax, those states that had the wherewithal, and this, first of all, the dollars and the wherewithal to put together tax programs, went after us. In fact, I think North Dakota was the first that went under 2 on a flat tax just to say that they were lower. Right. Now, I think North Dakota's got a whole lot more problems going into that cold climate than what we have down here. But the fact is that would crush us. Now, there is a plus side on what we did with the 2.5% tax, which I was one of three legislators that worked with the governor's office on that. In Arizona, you all out there in Radio Land passed a proposition several years ago that if you're going to raise taxes,
right,
that increase the general fund at any amount, any way, you have to have 2/3 majority. It's hard enough to get a majority, much less, so it's going to be very difficult to have a tax increase. So the only way she possibly could raise it, and I'm hearing reports of this just ancillary right now, she's doing it through fees.
Yeah, Napolitano did the same thing. She was famous for that.
And so,
could she call an emergency? Could she declare an emergency and accomplish the same thing?
She could, but there's a proposition.
Right.
I'm not going to remember the number. There's a proposition on the ballot that I hope everyone passes, and I'm not going to remember the number.
I'm aware of that. But that's very important that gets passed.
It says, if the governor declares an emergency, that emergency runs for 3 days, the legislature calls it back in and gives it an up or down.
Right.
And so she could. But so they do it through GERC, that's a government, right. And I forget what the GERC stands for, but it's where they set rules, the rulemaking.
Right.
The Chevron decision, which is going to help us, just hasn't filtered through the system yet, and nobody knows how it's really going to affect us.
So Tom, producer Tom, let's go ahead and run that little piece here, and then we're going to go to another topic.
Vince Leach is serious about illegal immigration. Leach will push to empower our police to arrest illegal immigrants who have crossed the border illegally. Christian, veteran, conservative. Vince Leach for State Senate.
Pretty good ad there, Senator Vince. The Democrat presidential candidate and Biden border czar finally visited a border yesterday after nearly 4 years of unchecked invasion at our borders. Laughably, she blamed Donald Trump, probably you also, if she would have got to you, for our open borders, saying that he and Republicans have caused the crisis. Do you think anyone believes her effort to cover up the crisis that was created and started within hours after they took the oath of office in 2021?
I hope not. But Bruce, we're in an environment where there are going to be some that will believe that. Just because, for whatever the reason, if they don't like Trump, they think it's good to bring in a bunch of illegals into our country. I was told she flew in to Douglas. I'm not sure how you fly into Douglas unless she came by helicopter.
Actually, I think she flew into DM, then took a chopper to Douglas.
Okay, that's correct.
Is that what she did?
Yeah.
Okay, and I saw, but I haven't verified.
Perhaps, no, I could be. It could be that she flew into Libby Field in Sierra Vista. That's a possibility.
She flew into Tucson.
She did.
She flew to Tucson, and then the helicopter did. Okay, I was wondering how you fly into Douglas.
Right.
And then she was only there for a short time.
Right.
What, 20 minutes?
Her border buddy Mark. What's that guy's name? The guy that never lives here and never comes here.
Lives in Texas.
Mark Kelly. Hard to remember his name.
Invests in China.
That Mark Kelly. Yeah.
That Mark Kelly. We're talking about. So she was there just long enough for picture ops.
It was a publicity stunt.
And to say that's where she said, "I'm going to fix the fentanyl problem." Well, good luck. It's coming across. Fentanyl right now is 25. The 50 cents a pill,
right.
I'm told, on the street here in Tucson. It's so
even a homeless bum can afford that.
Yeah,
you go out at the street corner for an hour, and you can get about 20 of them.
Hey, you have a cup out, or hey, I need you to move something. Will you move something? I'll give you $5. Yeah, in a heartbeat, and it gets done.
Good fentanyl for a month.
Yeah.
So talk about. I'm sorry, Eb, your turn.
Okay, so the Republicans have caused this crisis. Do you think anyone believes her on anything she is saying when it's proven time and time again? She said one of the notable ones that was recent was there's not a single active duty military personnel anywhere in war in harm's way. And then it cuts to the video of all these soldiers going, "Wait, what about us?" as bombs are going off.
You know, what really scares me about the upcoming election is if you look at the polls, and you can say, well, I don't believe the polls, and the polls are false, and one thing they are, but there are a certain percentage of our voters out there that do believe that. And I don't know, well, I have my thoughts about what. First of all, we don't teach what it is to be an American in schools anymore. That was
on purpose.
Yeah, that's... and we have all these illegals coming through, which changes the makeup of your society. There are going to be people out there that got free phones that have a tremendous amount of free stuff from the government. What the last study I saw from Heritage was, if you're on welfare, you're getting $40,000 to $50,000 worth of money. So, yeah. Some people are going to believe that. They shouldn't because they don't remember when we had if you come across, you're going back,
right,
and you're going to wait there.
Yeah.
Abby. The fact is when he was at the end, remember all the fights when he was going to build the fence,
sure,
and started building the fence, and that all stopped. In fact, the pieces are laying up here, if I'm pointing the right way, up at Eloy.
I think that's the right way.
If you're better off now than you were 4 years ago, you're an illegal alien. Let's
Schreiker, these are Schreiker's numbers that he puts out on whenever he talks on C-SPAN. If you didn't get a 23% raise this last year, you're behind with all the inflation.
No question. Let's talk about inflation, Ab.
Okay, so cost of everything's going up for government, for business. And for every family, 22% in groceries alone, 51% in gas, 54% in insurance, 32% electric, 23% travel. And I think the travel's low. I think it's higher than that,
yeah,
Bruce.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And 20% overall inflation. So talk about what you and a Republican-led legislature are going to do to slow down the cost of living and running our state, even with a Democratic governor.
Well, we can't do rent controls. I'm going to tell you what we can't do, and that's what some people want to do. They want to do rent controls. We've lived. I think most everybody around this table remember all the price controls.
It's the best way to kill an industry.
Yeah, that's right. We did that in the 70s, and it's as bad news. We've got to reduce the amount. What we can do at the legislature is we've got to reduce the drag on people's income. On taxes and fees and such. That's what we have to do. That can take that burden off and return, not take $1, and you've heard me say this many times before, not take $1 more than necessary to run government. We take a lot of money. In fact, I'm looking at a program right now that's in testing that they can look at through AI and a number of things and look at somebody's budget and find out almost to the penny where money is spent on paper clips. And now I've got to see it. They've got to prove it to me. But that capability is out there. In the legislature, we don't know. We put $5 million into this program, but we don't know how it all filters down. That's what we have to do from the legislative standpoint. We've got to do that. We've got to look at two things. We've got to make it easier for the power companies to build nuclear. They have to build nuclear. I've had discussions with two of them. They're thinking about it, and they're not thinking about the big reactors. They're thinking about the SMRs, sure. The small modular
reactors.
Reactors, and we've got to figure out a way to get more gasoline into the state of Arizona.
And we're at risk because of what California just did, restricting the flow of gasoline from California refineries into Arizona. And our governor has done nothing.
Tell me about that, Bruce.
The governor and the state legislature just passed, I don't know if it was an executive order or if it was a law that was passed, restricting the amount of gasoline and oil products that come to Arizona. They've reduced it by some, you know, nominal percentage, but it's enough to create a problem here in Arizona.
They're trying to fuel their electric vehicles.
Maybe we should throttle back on the amount of power they get out of Palo Verde.
Well, if we had a Republican governor, we might in fact think about that.
That might happen. So we've got to build, and can you imagine what will happen with the people that are saying they're protecting the conservation, yeah. There it's coming out. I just get wound up.
The eco-terrorists.
When you're trying to bring in more, we've had a 16% growth in people driving in the state of Arizona, and we're running that same amount of gas through the pipelines. There's only so much capacity. You can add different forms of gasoline and all that was proposed last year. That doesn't solve the problem. You can only push so much through the tube.
So a question with respect to government and spending at the state level. And we have only about 7 or so minutes to go. So I want to make sure we get to the rest of our questions here, Vince. In the early 2010s, this legislature had to cut billions of dollars out of the budget in order to not run a deficit. Is it possible that we may possibly be in that sort of a situation if our economy starts to fall because of some of the things that happen either in the general world or by laws that are passed by a Democrat legislature and approved by a Democrat governor?
You're absolutely right. And go back to the 2010 era, in that area, people that you've had on this show, Frank Antonori,
right.
Dave Gowan.
Right.
I mean, when they first went in, they had to cut $3 billion. $3 billion, bang, just that quick. Yes, when you had budgets like we've had over the years, with tremendous growth in revenue, our sales tax money was going up. Our construction sales tax—that's the only thing that saved us during COVID—is we did not cut construction sales tax. There were cranes all over Phoenix,
you bet.
And a few in Tucson. That saved our bread.
So let's talk about something that everybody thinks is so boring. Until you want to fill your glass with a cold glass of water on a hot day like today, the Democrat who's running for the other team against you believes in restrictions on water use, drinking poop water, ruining Arizona industries, and making water much more expensive. You've been a leader on water issues. I know you have. Talk about the importance of having good water policy and this issue with the Colorado River water allocations that nobody seems to be working on right now that's going to hit us on the side of the head in 2026.
Bruce, we cannot conserve our way into the growth that we're having and having enough water. We have water in the state. It's not always in the right place.
No.
That's the problem we're facing right now. Our native Indian tribes have an enormous amount of water that's either that's stored either in the lake or is stored underground. That water should be, can be, and should be made available. There's going to be a price at it. We have the water for that. We have water underneath our state lands. We have a tremendous amount of state lands that we can move that water through. We're moving water right now through the Central Arizona Project. We can move water in other places. Harquahala is one. It's a short, I think it's 3 or 4 mile canal that could tie in. That water basin could tie in the CAP water. We have water available. We just need to get it in the right spot. I'm disappointed in that 2 years ago, my last budget, we put in $1 billion into the budget, $300 million a year to go work on water projects. Somehow, some way, and when you're not there, you can't dig in to find out where it went. That $1 billion disappeared. It's not there. And that, I don't know who did it or why it was done, but it's, you can't be researching and finding new sources of water without funds to do it.
Hey, before we close here today, Vince, tell our listeners the best way they can support your campaign.
Well, support is always part of it. The best way to support my campaign is through vinceforsenate.com, vinceforsenate.com. My email, should you want to contact me, is vince@vinceleach.com, vince@vinceleach.com.
Bruce?
Vince, you have some strong views on some of the propositions and judicial retention questions on the ballot. Let's spend just a minute. That's about all we have, unfortunately, to discuss these.
Yeah, I really want to discuss the judges because I know people, well, first of all, and I know I've got to go fast here because there's a lot of things around. This ballot is going to be long.
Yep.
Please, please, please don't get ballot fatigue. Please fill in the ovals, go down through the azcourts.gov has recommended that all judges be retained. If you can find anything out at the local, from local people about a particular judge, that's another thing. But they've approved everybody. There's a Democrat move to remove two Supreme Court justices.
Right.
You're starting to see signs to retain them. They are good justices. The left doesn't like their decision.
They don't like the decision. Right.
And so we don't have law making the rules. We have a mob that wants to make a
right.
rule. They're also trying to get rid of an appellate court judge. So I would be, vote for all of them is my position. On the propositions, two propositions are very, very bad, and that is the abortion one.
Yes.
Abortion for everybody, done by just about anybody in a white coat. At any stage of pregnancy, up into including to the birth canal. And the second one is ranked choice voting. Stay away from that. Vote no, no, no.
Right.
Big, you can't write bigger yeah. on the ballot because that'll mess it up. You do not want that. It's in Alaska right now. Alaska's trying to get rid of it.
Well, it's in California, it's in Louisiana, wherever it is, it's a mess.
It's a mess.
It's in Minnesota.
And we're gonna have somebody on in just a couple of weeks to talk in depth about all of the propositions. One more time, your website for contributions.
Yeah, Vince Leach for Senate .com, Vince Leach for Senate .com.
Hey, insiders, vote for Vince. He's been one of the 10% in the legislature who's always done 90% of the work there. Don't make the mistake supporting the other guy who figures he can BS everybody about who he really is. Fill in the oval next to Vince's name. And when you vote, remember to vote early. It's time for a short bunch of messages to hear from our great sponsors. You're listening to Inside Track. No channel flipping. When we return, Pima County Supervisor candidate John Baker. Back.
Hey, what are you doing out here in the storm?
Please don't say that someone told me to go fly a kite.
Hey, I know you. You're Benjamin Franklin. What's with the kite?
I'm trying to harness electricity.
Hey, Mr. Franklin, you know, you succeeded. We even have electric cars now.
That sounds like a very bad idea.
You know, if it wasn't for you, many of us couldn't read. You invented the bifocal.
I guess you could say I made a spectacle of myself.
Hey, did you know that you're featured on our $100 bill?
It's a horrible likeness. Now, there's some men I'd like you to meet. You know, John Adams, James Madison. You've heard of them, correct?
Of course I've heard of him. Of course I've heard of him. Honey, wake up. I just met Benjamin Franklin.
I told you not to eat that kitchen sink pizza before you went to bed.
We owe a lot to Benjamin Franklin. Consider Perfection Auto Works for all your electrical automotive repair needs. From a check engine light to a smoked electrical harness. Call 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Essential Pest Control leaves bugs belly up with science.
You mean you don't use a shoe?
No, we use the latest in technology and innovation to eliminate bugs, termites, weeds, and more.
No spray cans and lighters?
None of that. Only solutions that target insect biology, using chemistry to help protect the environment, people, and their pets.
Huh. Essential Pest Control leaves bugs belly up. Call 886-3029 or visit EssentialPest.com.
Customers come first at Tucson Iron and Metal Surplus.
My main goal is to make everything easy for the customer, whether every decision I make in terms of business is, will this make sense for the customer, and is this make it easier for the customer to come and look at material, how the yard is organized, what material we cover, what material we offer, anything like that.
Tucson Iron and Metal Surplus. Call 209-1579. Stop by the yard, 701 East 36th Street. Open Monday through Saturday.
This is Eb Wilkinson of Wilkinson Wealth Management, where we manage money for gun owners. When people turn 50, something miraculous happens. They start to get serious about retirement planning. They've done very well so far and want to be certain they power into the retirement they've earned. Let me guide you to retire comfortably and remain comfortably retired. Call me, Eb Wilkinson, at 777-1911. That's 777-1911.
Welcome back to Inside Track. Oh, this portion of Inside Track brought to you by Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works. When you see Mike, be sure to tell him Eb and Bruce sent you his way. Our guest for the next several minutes is John Backer. John is running to replace possibly the least effective and least like Pima County supervisor in the past 30 years or so. John Backer was born and raised in a small town in Tennessee and is a lifelong Republican. The Air Force brought him to Tucson in 1984 to serve as a aircraft electrician on the A-10 at Davis-Monthan, later working on F-16s and A-7s at the Arizona Air Guard in Tucson. John has spent most of his adult life in the Tucson area. He's married and the father of a blended family of four adult daughters and an adult son. John is also a grandfather of six, ranging in age from 3 months to 13 years.
John has been a promoter for better government for many years and was the chairman of the Town of Sahuarita Planning and Zoning Commission, completing 8 years of service in June 2024. John also served as Pima County Board of Adjustment Commissioner for Pima County District 4 and served on the Town of Sahuarita Visioning Committee for the Sahuarita Square Project. That's a pretty good resume, John. You've been very active in Sahuarita and in the region for many years. You know the area pretty well. Can you name anything the Democrat nominee for District 2 Pima supervisor has accomplished for the taxpayers he was elected to serve in the district?
No, not at all. I think there's only one small thing. Well, maybe it's a big thing that we agree on. In addition to myself, he's also endorsed Heather Lappin for sheriff, which was a pleasant surprise.
He must have been on drugs that day.
Even he understands that that's the best option.
Well, good. Wow. Yeah, so during your virtue,
I'll give him that. I'm not going to give him the benefit of the doubt on another damn thing, John.
Fair enough, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
he's supporting who again?
Anything good. I'm sorry.
He's supporting who again?
Heather Lappin for sheriff.
Okay, right. Just wanted to get that plug in. During your virtual town hall with your opponent in this election, he defended his lack of visibility, his absences, his cavalier attitude to community members. You're running to bring service and attention to taxpayers. What do taxpayers say about him and the job he's done for them?
Well, most everybody who pays any level of attention understands that he isn't consistently at the meetings, and that's the most visible part of the job. But if he's not doing the most visible part of the job, I don't think we can rest assured that he's doing those less visible pieces, those things like preparing for the meetings, understanding the issues coming before him, understanding and researching and finding out the questions that need to be asked and, more importantly, answered, and also getting out in the community and listening to the voters. He won't even listen to the voters at the call to the public. Frequently, he steps away if he's even there to begin with. And rumor has it he's been in the back eating a bagel while the call of the public's been going on. So he really is not doing the job that he's hired to do by the people of Pima County.
Let's talk about that. Your opponent talks about how busy he is and his four or five different jobs. In today's world, county supervisor is a full-time job. If you're elected on November 15th, will county supervisor be your November 5th? Will county supervisor be your only job?
Absolutely. I am a realtor, and I want to maintain my license. But even doing that doesn't mean that I have to be an active realtor. I could refer out business. And I want to continue being a realtor into my retirement later on. But my first and foremost responsibility will be to be a full-time supervisor, present in person and facing the voters and the residents of Pima County, and doing the hard work of finding out the questions that need to be asked on issues coming before the board, being out amongst the community and seeking out questions and problems of our people that need to be answered. So my first priority will be the Pima County Board of Supervisors and the people who hire me to put me in that position.
So, you know, you mentioned something just a moment ago, and you made it seem, you know, kind of... You didn't make a big deal about it because you know what the work is like for a county supervisor. You know, you've not served as a county supervisor, but you've been around this. And you've seen some people who have done the work. Steve Christie is one of those people. And there is a tremendous amount of work in your office and behind the scenes and with your staff and meeting with other county officials that I just, you know, I've always wondered, if this guy has four or five jobs, how is he able to do that? You might have been able to get, away with that 25, 30 years ago, but today, with $2.5 billion budget, give or take?
Just under $2 billion.
Okay. I don't know how anybody could do the job, and basically it's a, you know, like a quarter time or a 15% of your time kind of a job, because that work, the study, the review, the discourse back and forth with other members and other subject professionals has got to take, it's a full-time job.
It has to be. There's no doubt about it. And not only did he participate in the Green Valley News debate with me virtually, I was surprised to see that he also showed up the next day for League of Women Voters Candidate Forum. And both times he showed up in scrubs, and I showed up in a suit and tie both times. And in my closing statement for the Green Valley News debate, I started my closing statement by saying, "Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here before you tonight, dressed for the job I hope to have." And it's probably worth saying, probably he was as well. He wants to be a doctor, and he said in the League of Women Voters Candidate Forum that he works 12 hours a night during the night shift. So how can he consistently, over a period of 4 years, keep up that kind of schedule? And, you know, he has another job, has a wine bar at least. There's just not enough time in the day to do this job justice. And I think the biggest problem we face as a community is too many times people don't pay close enough attention to know his poor attendance and to know that he's not doing the job that he's been hired to do and making a great salary compared to a lot of the residents here in Pima County. They need to be getting their money's worth out of their county supervisor, and that county supervisor needs to be toeing the line for them and making sure their needs are met, making sure we're squeezing the life out of every tax dollar we collect and do things the right way. I thought it was really very telling in the Green Valley News debate. He talked about how he didn't feel we were taxed enough. And then in the League of Women Voters...
Which shows you how out of touch he is.
Yeah. And in the League of Women Voters Candidate Forum, the question came before us that said, hypothetical, you know, you've got $10 million. Let's consider it a bonus above and beyond what our budget calls for. How would you spend it? He was all too fast to go down a litany of different things that he could find a home for that money. When it came to me, I clarified the point and said, well, you said that our budget priorities were satisfied. I would give it back to the taxpayers. It's their money.
Thank you.
So this county has been spending hundreds of millions of dollars on, with federal dollars, feeding, housing, transporting, and caring for illegal immigrants, while my opinion is ignoring the needs of so many Pima taxpayers. The problem is Pima County will also need to be spending an enormous amount of treasure paying for all the same sorts of programs when the Fed's money dries up and the Pima taxpayers will be stuck footing the bills because of their illegal immigrant-friendly policies. What will you and Steve Christie do to change county policies if you're both elected?
Well, we're going to change those county policies to be resident, voter, taxpayer-focused. First and foremost, that's where our responsibility is. I believe it was Proposition 205 that came out a few years ago in Tucson, where the question was asked, do you want to be a sanctuary city? And just under 70% of the people said no.
That's right.
They don't want to spend our tax dollars that way, but the county is doing it anyway. And although it wasn't a county proposition, it was a Tucson proposition that makes up a large component of Pima County.
Well, and so probably more people in Pima County believe that our area should not be immigrant friendly or a sanctuary city. So,
absolutely,
John, at some point in time, Pima taxpayers are probably going to be asked for hundreds of millions of dollars, either for a new jail or for a significant renovation of our county jail. Talk about that, and what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I know we had the Blue Ribbon Commission that came in and made their suggestions, but fixing or replacing the jail won't solve every problem we have there. But I believe what we need to do is bring in structural people, contractors, to do an assessment, cost-benefit analysis of, is it worthwhile to make repairs, necessary repairs to the jail, or does it need to be replaced? And we need to do right by the people we have incarcerated to a point to not have dangerous situations and not make their containment in the jail questionable for the protection of the taxpayers. But, you know, we still have other problems in the jail. But the money that we spend, we need to work with a level of transparency as much as humanly possible. We need to work in concert with the voters, get their feedback, find out where their priorities lie. And with the current board limiting call to the public to 2 minutes if there's more than 20 speakers. And, you know, Hines also said, well, the town, Tucson only has 30 minutes of call to the public. Well, that's their problem, not Pima County's. We're going to listen to everyone who wants to come speak. And if it takes a few extra hours, those 2 days a month that we have those meetings, so be it. The county supervisors are being paid well enough to stay there as long as they need to stay there to meet the responsibilities that the taxpayers are putting on us and the voters.
John, let me go in another area of public safety. Pima County Sheriff's Department officers are under increasing danger in the field. This is having a negative effect on officer morale and has led to a difficult time retaining existing officers and recruiting new officers. How would your approach be different from Dr. Hines funding law enforcement and also creating more safety in our jails?
Well, I think public safety is a sacred responsibility for all levels of government. We need to find out through conversations with, I'm endorsed by AZ Cops. I've worked with law enforcement for 15 years. They've been my customers. So I'm in a habit of listening for what the needs are. So do they need better pay? That potentially could be part of it. We need to be competitive with other jurisdictions. I know DPS pays the officers well, and some of the smaller communities are losing officers to them. But it can't be overlooked, the morale. And in Pima County, we need to get Nanos out of there. We need to get someone like Heather in once again, to raise the morale, because there's more than just the pay that will keep people in a job. If they feel appreciated, if they feel that it's a place they can grow and grow their careers and so forth, they're also more likely to stay there. So I don't think I would take anything off the table, realizing that if we need to spend more money on law enforcement and public safety, I think it's a priority enough that we need to do it. And some of these special projects that the current board is probably trying to take on, they shouldn't be taking on any special side projects until they get the basics under control.
John, we've got a minute and 30 seconds left. RTA City of Tucson is trying to gobble up new revenues created by the new RTA. Should the county push back, considering the city's wasteful spending, which has left roads in such poor condition?
Absolutely. A couple of the issues that I've raised on RTA is the best predictor of the future is what's happened in the past. The previous RTA didn't have enough contingency funds for changes in pricing of projects. Other tax dollars had to flow in to fill that gap. And also, there needs to be some fairness, some equality across the whole county if we're using that money from all corners of the county to benefit everyone. If we're just benefiting a small portion, those people paying taxes in the outlying areas and stuff are going to have a much tougher time paying that money. So we need to be mindful of all those issues as well.
John, we're going to have to leave it there for today. John Backer, nominee, GOP nominee for Pima Supervisors District 2. You can help support him at backer.org. He needs your support. If you live in District 2, especially if you live in the northern portion of the district where crime is high, county services are lacking, and the economy is for crap, or if you live in Sarita and to the south and east, where the success of your thriving communities has been threatened by poor leadership for many years, even before the disastrous Matt Hines. Be sure to vote your ballot for this man, John Backer. He won't let you down. We need to get to the news. When we return for Hour 2, Eb and I will cover breaking news. And completing the show today, Pima Treasurer candidate Chris Ackerley. No channel flipping. We'll be right back.
Essential Pest Control leaves bugs belly up with science.
You mean you don't use a shoe?
No, we use the latest in technology and innovation to eliminate bugs, termites, weeds, and more.
No spray cans and lighters?
None of that. Only solutions that target insect biology, using chemistry to help protect the environment, people, and their pets.
Huh. Essential Pest Control leaves bugs belly up. Call 886-3029 or visit EssentialPest.com.
Excuse me, where are your quick fix, do-it-yourself cans of Freon for your car?
Aisle 7.
Yeah, let's see. The cheapest one is $29.95. Man, $49.95. I'll go with the $29.95. Hey, who are you?
I'm your Perfection Auto Works guardian angel.
And what brings you here?
My wings. What do you mean, what brings me here? I'm here to save you from making a terrible mistake.
That seems a little funny.
What? Funny? Like a clown? Do I amuse you? You have no idea what you're doing. Check out the warnings on this can. It can blow you to bits. It's under pressure. You know how many people have joined me after trying to do it themselves?
So what do I do?
Well, get over to Perfection Auto Works for the $49.95 AC tune-up. I gotta go. Some guy's on a bridge.
Listen to the Perfection Auto Works Guardian Angel. Take advantage of our $49.95 AC tune-up special. 323-8650 and PerfectionAutoWorks.com.
Yeah, funny like a clown, huh?
This is Eb Wilkinson of Wilkinson Wealth Management, where we manage money for gun owners. Some advisors say they do everything. Take that with a grain of salt. In fact, take it with a whole salt mine. We specialize in guiding you to retire comfortably and remain comfortably retired. We refer you to other services so that we have no conflicts of interest. Reach us at 777-1911. That's 777-1911 or WilkinsonWealthMGMT.com.